Alert! Alert! The Republicans are trying to buy them a judge. Quietly, the Republicans have slipped $30,000 to John Guidry in an all-out effort to buy our Court of Appeals seat. John Guidry has sold out to Republicans in order to try to defeat Judge Wilson Fields. Have you noticed how the Republican Party is trying to control our judge's election? Take Toni Higginbottom. Higginbottom has been endorsed by the Republican Party. She's on TV bragging about Ronald Reagan. She's also bragging about being endorsed by the Republican Party. Now, Higginbottom is asking us to vote for her. Higginbottom has no right to our vote.
When Election Day gets closer, the lies get bigger. Take this young fellow running for our state Senate seat, Jason DeCook, the clown, the drunk, the queer, whatever his name is. This young fellow, Jason the clown or the queer.
Paid for by Cleo Fields.
An important message to the citizens of Senate District 14. Seems like it happens every election. Election Day gets closer, and the dirty political tricks get deeper and deeper. There's no difference in the 14th senatorial district race. There's a person by the name of Jason DeQueer who is attacking our Senator Cleo Field.
The greatest challenge facing our community is the survival of the black family. Vernon Robinson supports expanding the child tax credit so that we have more money for our families. Brad Miller voted against more money for our families, but supports homosexual marriage. So your choice for Congress is simple. If you want more money and a bigger family budget, vote Robinson. If you want more gay lifestyles, vote Miller.
I'm Vernon Robinson, and I approve this message because we don't need any more black men on the down low.